behind you in the door. Thank you, Anna. You're best.
Thank you, Anna. We love Anna's writing. I mean, you're really one of the best.
Woo!
There's
people. We're on the stage together, like three of the best.
We thought. Before we met you, before we even knew you, you were always talking about Anna.
Yeah.
She's the one. Thank you. We're flattered that you're here. And having us for this. Thank you.
I was saying before, one thing about that, when I was a younger little baby critic or whatever, and coming up, and I used to work for a little newspaper called the New York Times, but I heard it. And at that time, I really believed in like objectivity and distance, and you know, my mentor, John Perlis, who is one of the greatest. He once said, well, you know, this one guitarist, I won't mention his name, I have dinner with this guy once a year, so I'll never write about it. Like, that was sort of the attitude. But that changed a lot for me when I did a book with Tori Amos. And also when I worked in this museum now called the Museum of Popular Culture, used to be called the Experience Music Project. And I realized that as long as you can keep your integrity and not just like, you know, be in the hand of the artist, as if whatever that would mean, like either getting paid or something like that by them. It really helps to talk with musicians like this. Really, like you, I learned so much from you all. And you know, I think all of us who write about music, obviously we owe you such a debt. But we are in an ecosystem. We are all in an ecosystem. And you know who else is in that ecosystem? All of you. There is no music without the ears that hear it, the voices that sing it back. So let's hear another one.